This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with two ways. Consider the work of God, overly righteous, many schemes, and no power over the day of death. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Has redeemed his people. reading from John chapter 7. Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from, and when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from, but I have not come on my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet many of the people believed in him. They said, "When the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, we find ourselves with Jesus in the temple in Jerusalem, where he is teaching openly during the Feast of Booths. Jesus came to Jerusalem reluctantly and privately, and we can understand why. For some in Jerusalem wanted to kill him, but his hour had not yet come. His teaching in the temple caused the Jerusalemites to raise questions about him. Could this Jesus be the Christ? Something's happening here. Many are seeking Jesus and not finding him. Jerusalemites, pilgrims in the holy city for the Feast of Booths, even the Pharisees and chief priests. From his teaching in the temple, everybody is wondering if Jesus is really the one who is greater than Moses. Could his knowledge of Scripture be greater than the rabbis? Could this Jesus be the Christ? But that's impossible, they conclude, for those seeking Jesus know where he came from. He's a Galilean. And everyone knows that when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from. But Jesus the Christ has come, and he's teaching in their temple. And so he asks them, "You know me? Where I come from?" Of course they don't know him and where he comes from. They cannot know him because the hour of his passion has not yet come. They cannot know that he comes not of his own accord, but that he was sent by the Father. And as Jesus says, the Father is true. Now those seeking Jesus want to arrest him, and yet others believed in him. It's getting complicated and messy. Even the Pharisees and chief priests join in the search for Jesus, calling on their temple officers to arrest him. And how foolish they are. What irony. As the temple police seek to arrest him, Jesus speaks of a seeking which will not find him. His hour has not yet come, and he is only with them a little while, which is time for the faith to come in the Savior, who is present in their temple, but who will not always be present. Later he will say as he nears Jerusalem for his death, "The light is still a little while among you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overcome you." But then Jesus says, "I am going to him who sent me." Such mystery. But what everyone will learn soon enough is that the return of Jesus to the Father will result in this seeking that does not find. For the way that Jesus must go to the Father is through the cross. That is the Trinitarian plan, and not everyone is on board. The Jerusalemites and their Pharisees and chief priests don't realize that in order to seek Jesus, they must repent. Perhaps Jesus has in mind what the prophet Isaiah said: "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." But these religious leaders will not repent. They will not go to that place outside Jerusalem where Jesus may be found. To find Jesus, to find God, is through repentance at the foot of the cross where his blood washes away all sins. But these Pharisees and chief priests will continue to seek God in the law and in the very temple where Jesus is teaching during the Feast of Booths. But God is no longer to be found there. The God of Israel is now where his new temple is, in the body of Jesus, the new sacrifice, the new Torah, the new Israel. Only in Jesus will God be found, and only in this living and dying God will one find peace and forgiveness. How confused they all are. They think Jesus is going to the diaspora to teach the Greeks. Later on, the Greeks will come to him, and Jesus will tell them a great truth. "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Jesus will die for the nations, and his apostles will teach the nations about the crucified and risen Lord. So today we are also in this fifth week of our Lenten pilgrimage to the cross and empty tomb, installing a pastor, Jeffrey Kazmierski. He's going to seek future pastors and find them. Because with us, Jeffrey knows that we are always close to Jerusalem, where we find this Lord of ours. And we find him in the words that he has handed down to us. For Jesus is always where he promises to be, hidden in the lowliness of the church's preaching of Christ crucified, and in the Paschal feast, where he interprets for us the meaning of his death in body broken and blood poured out. We need not seek him, For we know where to find him, and we know that he is the Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Reverend Jeffrey Michael Kosmerski has been called to serve as an admissions counselor. He has been prepared for this service through study that qualifies him for this work. Hear the word of the Lord concerning those who serve in the church. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. Do you believe and confess the canonical books of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
Yes, I believe and confess the canonical scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice.
Do you believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds, namely the Apostles, the Nicene, and the Athanasian creeds, as faithful testimonies to the truth of the Holy Scriptures, and do you reject all the errors which they condemn?
Yes, I believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds. Because they are in accord with the Word of God, I also reject all the errors they condemn.
Do you confess the unaltered Augsburg Confession to be a true exposition of Holy Scripture and a correct exhibition of the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? And do you confess that the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, the small and large catechisms of Martin Luther, the small called articles, the treatise on the power and primacy of the Pope, and the Formula of Concord, as these are contained in the Book of Concord, are also in agreement with this one scriptural faith?
Yes, I make these confessions my own because they are in accord with the Word of God.
Do you solemnly promise faithfully to serve God's people in your office in accordance with Holy Scripture and with these confessions?
Yes, I promise with the help of God.
Concordia Theological Seminary has been established to prepare men for the office of the Holy Ministry and to instruct both men and women for vocations of Christian service in the church. Do you willingly and freely assume the responsibilities entrusted to you? And do you promise to do your utmost to carry out in a God-pleasing manner the work assigned to you according to the mission and purpose of this seminary?
Yes, I do.
Do you promise to set a Christian example for the students in speech, life, faith, and purity?
Yes, I do.
Are you ready and willing to assume this office and work?
I am.
Jeffrey Michael Kosmerski, I install you as an admissions counselor at Concordia Theological Seminary in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and most merciful Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you have given your people diverse and singular gifts. We thank you for providing faithful men and women in your church to assist this seminary in the training of servants for the church. Grant your Holy Spirit this day to Jeffrey, and adorn him with wisdom and power from on high, that he may serve faithfully in his work to the honor and glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace and joy. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. be with you and bless and strengthen you for faithful service in his name.
Goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, you have committed to the hands of men the ministry of reconciliation. Send forth courageous men by your Holy Spirit to labor in your harvest, that by your holy word and sacraments many may come to the truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray,
Our Father,
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Oh, Arthur.